Будьмо уважні, в ті дні зачала Єлисавета жена Захарієва, і таїлося 5 місяців, кажу ти, що так мені сотворив Господь у дні, в які зглянувся відняти з мене неславу перед людьми. А в місяць 6 посланий був ангел Гавриїл від Бога до міста Галилейське, якому ім'я Назарет, до діви обрученої мужеві, якому ім'я Йосиф з дому Давидового, і ім'я діви Марії. І війшовши до неї, ангел сказав: «Радуйся, благодатна, Господь з тобою, благословенна ти між женами». Вона ж, увидівши, стривожилася словом і думала, що то буде за привітання оце. І сказав їй ангел: «Не бійся, Марія, бо ти знайшла благодать в Бога, і ось зачнеш в утробі і породиш сина, наречеш ім'я йому Ісус. Він буде великий і син Вишнього наречеться, і дасть йому Господь престіл Давида, отця його, і воцариться в домі Якова повіки, і царство його не буде кінця». Сказала ж Марія до ангела: «Як це буде, коли я мужа не знаю?» І відповівши, ангел сказав їй: «Дух Святий найде на тебе, і сила Вишнього тіне тебе, тим-то і рождаєме святе наречеться Син Божий. І ось Єлисавета, родичка твоя, і та зачала сина в старості своїй, і цей місяць є 6, їй названий неплідною, бо знеможе в Бога всяке слово. Сказала Марія: «Ось раба Господня, нехай буде мені по слову твоєму». І відійшов від неї ангел.
Please be seated, just a few words. Elizabeth is in her 6th month. That means Jesus' cousin John the Baptist is 6 months older than him. And here you have God's plan. 9 months before Christmas, it seems like we just got rid of the snow, but 9 months before Christmas, the church says we celebrate this holy day with a liturgy, even if it falls on Good Friday, the only time when we don't have a liturgy. Thinking as a Jewish person, you have to imagine the Old Testament from Adam and Eve, because when the saints would write about this holy day, they would say, in the first creation, Adam was created before Eve, but in the new creation, Eve, Mary, is before the new Adam, Jesus. She is obedient. Eve didn't want to listen to God. But the new Eve, even though she doesn't quite understand it, listens. And I think sometimes we forget, in the lives of the saints, we know how their story ends, but they never did, including Mary. She trusted. Trust is such an important virtue in the Christian life, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know how God will answer your prayers. You don't know what His plans for you are. But you trust and you prepare. Just like a plastoon, a Boy Scout, you are ready by living a good life. The second image is in the Exodus. They lived in a tent, and in the tent where God lived, there was the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, you had the tabernacle. And what do we have on the altar? The tabernacle. And we keep the Blessed Sacrament reserved there. What was Mary? Mary was the tabernacle created by God, where the bread that comes down from heaven, Jesus, was incarnate of her, of the Holy Spirit. So this holy day is older and more important than Christmas. That's why it's put on the royal doors. And every time we have a Služba Božja, we open the doors. Why? Because Mary trusted, Mary was obedient, and Mary was the beginning of our salvation. She was so important that in all the ways we sing about it, she, out of all creation, is the best. Chesni shuvit cherovimu, higher than the cherubim, the seraphim, all the angels, Mary is the pinnacle of God's creation. And in the church, sometimes people say, why do you Catholics glorify Mary so much? And the answer is this. How would anyone feel if someone gives glory to his mother? When is it enough to say, no, you're being too nice to my mother, too nice to my mother, please stop it. So the church gives glory to Mary because God gave her glory first. Because she listened, because she trusted, because she believed. She didn't know how it was going to end, but she knew God would help her. Slava Isusu Christu.